South Australia's dedicated online marketplace Shop Local SA is helping businesses survive lockdown by connecting retailers with shoppers at home. The organisation is run by a small team based in Stirling in the Hills. Their sales and marketing manager Amanda Bridge joins me now to discuss. Hi Amanda.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. So tell us more about your shopping platform. What's it all about?
Yeah, sure. Shop Local SA is essentially an online shopping mall. If you picture a Westfield shopping mall, the online equivalent, which basically supports small South Australian businesses to be able to collaborate together to sell online. So it's a great place for consumers just to come to one place and see lots of things on offer from South Australia.
All right. What sort of businesses do you have on board?
Well, our platform is across all categories, so you can jump on and buy anything from your fresh fruit and vegetable order right through to some beautiful wine, some cosmetics. We've got a fashion and fabrics shop, Claire Fashion and Fabrics in the Claire Valley. There's experiences on there, there's seafood, there's gin, there's so much to choose from.
Oh, excellent. Oh, I can see Juggle House Experiences, that's on the River Murray, and Whistler Wines and stuff like that. Oh, that looks great. Why do you think it is that it's important that we have a platform for local shopping as opposed to just going on there and, you know, going on eBay or getting stuff from wherever?
Yeah, well, one thing that we've discovered through the pandemic is that South Australians in particular are very parochial and they want to support local. And now more than ever, particularly in lockdown, consumers are really wanting to get behind South Australian businesses, because at the end of the day, if our small businesses are not making sales, then they're not going to survive. So, you know, it's really about rallying and putting the dollars where it really counts.
Hmm. So are you doing a call out for businesses to get on board, and what sort of process would it take for them?
Yeah, look, we're always recruiting new businesses. So in order for businesses to come on with us, we really just ask them to get in touch either through our social media pages or they can register their interest through our website. Our team are on standby, ready to fast-track onboarding, particularly through this lockdown period, so that we can get vendor stores up and running quickly. And the great thing about working with us is that we don't leave it to the vendor to navigate and work it all out on their own. Our team's really here, ready and waiting to help them do all the heavy lifting so that they can get up and selling quick.
Oh, excellent. Is there a fee associated with it?
There is, yeah. We've got a number of packages on option. So we only charge a once-off onboard fee. After that, there's no monthly or annual subscriptions. And then it's just a small percentage of sales sold through the platform to be part of Shop Local SA. So, yeah, it's a really cost-effective way to have a broad online presence.
Yeah, and I mean, we are all in this trajectory towards online shopping these days. But things like COVID really need to cement that, right? Because the community isn't able to get out and about as much.
Absolutely. And we actually ran a free webinar for businesses last night on how to sell online. And a lot of that, the content, it was some data on post-COVID behaviour that we shared. And you're absolutely right. There was over, I think, 1.3 million new Australian shoppers in the last 12 months that have shopped online for the first time, all since COVID. And it is really becoming the new normal. Even when we're not in lockdown and able to move around, the convenience that online shopping presents is second to none. And on top of that, marketplace shopping, which is what Shop Local SA is really on the rise. And it's because everything's in one spot and you don't have to click in and out of different websites.
Yeah, and I suppose you'd also check the veracity of the organisation, because that's something I worry about sometimes when I am flicking through Instagram or something and I see a beautiful dress. But then if I go and do some research, I find that maybe that company's a bit dodgy. So you guys would actually be able to figure out which ones are legit.
Absolutely, yeah. We've got a pretty intense vetting process that we go through. And the other thing for consumers is, you know, we've got a high level of cybersecurity insurance in place over our platform and protection, and also through our payment gateways. So vendors get the benefit of that protection, but more importantly, so do consumers. So you can, you know, really feel comfortable shopping and knowing you're not going to get hacked or any fraudulent activity.
Great. Oh, well, all the best with it. Shoplocalsa.com.au. Is that right?
Thank you. Yep, that's it. Thank you very much.
Well, thanks for your time today. It's Amanda Bridge from Shop Local SA. Cheers.
Thank you.